The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Reb Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleh HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
The Gemara in Yevamos Yerom Adbei says, Itmar, hacholetz li'evim toi v'chazer v'kidsha, it's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. In other words, if Reuben marries Leah and he dies without children, then Shimon comes and does chalitza. We know that Shimon has to do either Yivim or chalitza. Shimon comes and does chalitza, and then he remarries her. So in other words, he's not allowed to marry a woman who he already did chalitza to. As we've been discussing all along, when Reuben dies without children, Shimon has to do Yivim, even though Leah, Reuben's wife, is an Eishes Ach, which is a Chiv Kares. However, B'machem Mitzvot Yivim, we allow Shimon to do Yivim, we want Shimon to do Yivim or chalitza. However, once chalitza is done, what happens now to the previous Issa of this Isha, and what is the status of this Isha for the future? So now, Reuben went and he married Leah, Shimon went and he married Leah after Kedushim. So Reish Lakish says, although there is a lav, as we'll see, there is no chiyuv karis. However, the brothers, let's say Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar, who were also part of this equation, because they also were part of the Yivim Mitzvah, in other words, one of the brothers had to do Yivim with Leah, they're chayiv karis if they would go and marry Leah. Because once Leah, although she did fall to Yivim, she was an Eishes Ach that was Huchav Makom Mitzvah, but once Shema did Chalitza, that closes the deal, and now she is an Isser Karis on all the brothers. Except for Shimon, who's the one who did the chalitza, for him it's only a lav. However, let's say Reuben didn't just have a wife, Rachel, he also had a wife, Leah, and Rachel and Leah both fell to Yivim by the brothers when Reuben died, and then Shimon did chalitza to obviously only one of them, as is necessary. There's no need to do chalitza to both of them. So he goes and does chalitza to one of the sisters. What is the status now of Rachel and of Leah? So let's say he did chalitza to Rachel. So Dr. Shlokish, that with regard to Leah, who had never chalitza or Yivim, she's basically an Eishes Ach that fell to Yivim, but then it never panned out. She would be back to the Issacharis, whether it's with regard to Shimon who did chalitza or to the other brothers. So again, Reish Lakish holds that with regard to the Tzara of the Yevoma that had chalitza, it's the Issacharis on everyone, all the brothers. However, with regard to the chalitza herself, to the one who did the chalitza, we call him Shimon, there's only a lav of Kivin Shabono Shuv LaYivna, as we'll see. However, with regard to the brothers, she remains, even Rachel, with the Issur Karis. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, argues. And he says, Bein hu v'ein ha'achan ein chayav v'leil chalutza karis v'leil tzara karis. Rabbi Yochanan argues that once women fell to Yibam, whether it's the Isha that had chalitza or the tzara, since they were possibly going to be part of the Yibam process, in other words, they were huchul b'machem mitzvahs Yibam, so, say all the brothers that were able to do the Yivim or Chalitza, and the two women, or three or four, whatever, as many Torahs as there are, that fell to Yivim, since they were on the table and possible participators in Yivim, therefore they no longer have an Isser Karis and Isser Erva, and they are just all included together in the law of Dr. Yochanan, but there is actually no Karis, not for the Torahs, and not for the brothers, and not even for the Chalitz himself, obviously. So the Gemara asks a question. Rabbi Yochanan holds that once Yivim was on the table, even if chalitza was done, there's no longer any cards for anybody. He asked the kasha on Reish Lakish. The Braisa says, "Acholus leivim tevichaz avikidsha umeis tricha chalitza menachin." If let's say somebody does chalitza and then he goes and marries the chalitza and he dies, so this woman that had chalitza is neifel leivim to the brothers. She needs chalitza now. If the Kedushin would never be Chal, like Reish Lakish insists, or actually Reish Lakish agrees that the Kedushin will be Chal because it's only a lav, but Al Kapanim there would be an Isser Karis on the brothers, that means that she would still be originally an Erva. And if she's still an Erva, then how could there be a Chiv Chalitza or Yibam to the brothers, even post facto of Shimon's Kedushin? In other words, Reuben died without children, and Shimon did Chalitza. So now, Reuben's wife afterwards, Shimon marries Reuben's wife afterwards, he marries his chalutah, and then he dies without children, stating the Gemara that she needs chalitza from the brothers. If she would be a chavi krisis, if she would be a terva, like Rish Lakish maintains, then there wouldn't be a need for chalitza. According to me, that albeit that there's no Issachar and it's not an Erva, but I do agree that there's a lot of Kivin Shabbana Shavla Yivna. So these brothers are all not allowed to marry the Chalutza. But since it's only a love, we know that when a Chayv Yilavin falls to Yibam, Chalutza is necessary even though Yibam is prohibited because of the love. However, if you hold that they are Chayv Krisis, so why would she even need Chalutza on the second go round? So the Gemara responds, if one of the brothers went and got married to her, then he has no kedushin whatsoever. So the Gemara, if it's chayv elavin, why shouldn't there be no kedushin? Why ain't lo olav klum? Chayv kedushin should be teifis. Rav Sheshes seifa asim Rabbi Akiva, the Amar ain't kedushin teifis v'chayv elavin. Seifa is going according to Rabbi Akiva, the kedushin is not teifis v'chayv elavin. So then the Gemara asks, you listen to the Rabbi Akiva, ain't lo olav klum, kasha. So if it's going according to Rabbi Akiva, it should have said Ladibra Rabbi Akiva. Why didn't it say that explicitly? And the Gemara obliges by Akasha. I wanted to discuss a little bit after discussing this whole Gemara. I would like to mention an interesting question. Rechayim will discuss this. The Gemara says later on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph that if someone marries Kreves Chalutzai, then the kid is a manzer. That's what the Mishnah says. Ladibra Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara explains, the Maskona, that if somebody marries Krevas Chalutzai, which means, for example, in our case, let's say Reuben married Rachel and he died, and Shimon did Chalitza to Rachel, and then Shimon would like to go marry Rachel's sister. Even if the Rachel's sister was never related, never a brother's wife or anything, still it's also because of Krevas Chalutzai, it's like basically Achois Ishtai, and the child is a mamzer. And the Gemara explains, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, that the reason is, because Rabbi Akiva holds, Beis Chalutza Nal, Hakosav Kari Beisai. Basically, Rabbi Akiva holds that when you do Chalitza, it is legally deemed as if this wife was your wife. This Chalitza is your wife. This Chalutza is your wife. So if that's the case, why did we have to struggle over here to explain the Braisa, that the reason why it's Osir, is because of Chalutza, because Rabbi Akiva holds that Chayv Elavin and the Kedushin is not Typhus. Why don't we say that the problem is because Rabbi Akiva holds that Chalutza is Beisai, and therefore he's also in her, for a new reason of the Gemara Daf Mem Dalet. That's what the Karen Ari asks, and many others ask it as well. The truth of the matter is, from the fact that Akos of Kari Beisai, one could wonder if the Issa Chalutza applies even for her, or only for him. In other words, perhaps this Issa is only on his part and not on her part. Maybe on her part she is not considered illegal, and perhaps it wouldn't apply to the brothers as well. That you have to wonder. Apparently the Achrenim didn't hold this chilek, and they hold that once a chalutza is deemed as beisoy and krevas chalutzasi is usher, it's usher on both sides of the coin for him and for her, and that would be a good kasha. So what do they answer? But before we get to what do they answer, the Karen Ari himself on Daf Mem Dalet over there declares, is it really true that she becomes mamash like Ishtai and she has an Issa Krisis? Or is it just the chi of lav, this akos akara beisai? It's only Issa lav. However, if Kivala Shitasai happens to hold that Yesh Mamzer Mechayv Elavin, not necessarily is it a full-fledged erva. If that would be the case, then obviously we wouldn't be able to say that our Gemara is going according to Rabbi Kiva. And perhaps that's why the Karen Ayer himself asked this kasha and he doesn't answer that. However, if you learn that it's a separate issue, that Rabbi Akiva holds that Krevis Chalutzai is a mamzer, nothing to do with the fact that Rabbi Akiva holds Yesh mamzer b'chayv elavin, then our braisa could have easily been said to go according to that man the Omar, and not according to the man the Omar of Yesh kedushin b'chayv elavin, Yesh mamzer b'chayv elavin. Karen Ayer over here in Yavamas Yeram and Beis actually suggests that maybe when Rav Sheshet said that it's going according to Rabbi Akiva, he didn't mean Rabbi Akiva of Yesh Mamas of Bechayv Elavin. He actually meant this Rabbi Akiva of Daf Mem Dalet that Akos of Kari Beis said that Krevitz Chalutzai of Lad Mamzer, and that that's what Rav Sheshet actually meant. Just the Gemara misunderstood that and therefore applied by Akasha. Like we always find that when the Gemara says Kasha, it really means that there was an answer to be said, which the Gemara did not want to elaborate and discuss at this point. Rabbi Shai Pick, I believe, has a whole sefer to answer all the times when the Gemara says Kasha. If I'm not mistaken. In any event, that's the Karenayer's take on the matter. The Aruch Lener also asked the Kash over here, and the Aruch Lener says a big chiddush. He wants to say that since we say that the Chayilus is doing Shlichusaya Da'achin, so then there would be no difference between the brothers and him. And if it would be considered Beisai of the Chayilus, then who Adina would be Beisai of the others. And either Kedushin would have to be Taifis by all of them, or Kedushin would not be able to be Taifis by any of them. That is a phenomenal chiddush. Because Pashtas one could have understood that the din of Chalutza is Pashtas only a din of Kosov Karabesi, Legabe, the Heter. Legabe, the Heter, we have an Isha over here that fell Yivam, so Yivam has to be done. Otherwise, she has Issa Yivam Lashuk, and they're all Machuiv to have a Shliach do Yivam for them or Chalitza. So Shliach Chusaya Da'achan means that he's the one who's doing it on behalf of all of them. But not that a Kosov Karabesi, that the actual participation in the Chalitza considers him as if it is his wife, all the way across the board, that he's also the wife of all the brothers. Pashas, you don't say Shlichusaya Da'achin goes that far.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.